1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They don't want you to know. A federal appeals court has temporarily blocked the Biden Transportation Department from requiring airlines to disclose when you book what they call ancillary service fees.
The rule is being delayed to give the court more time to review it. U.S. airlines and airline trade groups are fighting the rule. They say having to tell customers at booking about extra fees for a first or second checked bag, a carry-on bag, or for canceling and changing a reservation will cause irreparable harm. They also argue the DOT is overstepping its authority.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The wildfire burning north of Chico, California, is now the sixth largest in state history. And was no accident. Ronnie Dean Stout, charged with felony arson, alleged to have pushed his burning car into a gully, starting the blaze. President Biden proposing Supreme Court reform, including 18-year term limits for justices. This is ABC News. We continue to learn more about fired white Sangamon County, Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who shot and killed unarmed black woman Sonia Massey in her own Springfield, Illinois home after calling about a possible intruder. Her killing officially ruled a homicide.
Moments after the shooting, Deputy Grayson explaining the situation to responding officers.
Where's the gun?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came out with boiling water.
Records show Grayson worked at six police departments in 4 years, got two DUIs, and was discharged from the Army for serious misconduct.
Grayson remains jailed on first-degree murder and other charges. The gospel music world in mourning at word that three members of the Nellons, a Hall of Fame quartet, were killed in a plane crash 250 miles north of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Also killed in that crash was the chair of the board overseeing the Georgia Department of Corrections. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on two proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are intentionally confusing and would slow down money from Washington to Wisconsin communities in an emergency. A strict abortion law is now in effect in neighboring Iowa, where most abortions are now banned after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
I feel sorry for the women in Iowa. This is a national issue. It's not just a Wisconsin issue or an Iowa issue. Women should have the right to determine their reproductive health.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear two abortion cases in the months to come. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. Colin Ray on the mound for the crew. The Brewers with a 6-2 win yesterday to avoid being swept by the Marlins. Tobias Myers giving up a home run to Miami on his very first pitch of the game. Pat Murphy and how badly they needed the W.
Yeah, it was much needed, much needed. I thought the pitching, too. I thought Tobias didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best outing, but he's been great for us all year and did get through four with, you know, give up one run.
NFL, Packers putting on the pads over the weekend, and yeah, there was a few camp fights at practice yesterday. Matt LaFleur.
Football's an emotional game, and sometimes tempers do flare, but
More than anything, I just want guys to compete and keep each other safe.
Did you address it with them in a meeting Friday?
Every day. Every day.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here in the overnight. A mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. A little patchy fog will form. Upper 60s and light winds expected by sunrise. For your Tuesday, some morning fog, then some sunshine breaks out. Some afternoon storms, highs in the middle 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update you on all the latest news. Also, we learn about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Project 2025 is pretty grim stuff, but there's a number of legislators who are, already putting into place some of its provisions, particularly at the state level. But here we've got Joe Manchin and Republican Senator John Barrasso, who, by the way, is linked to Project 2025. They are the chair and the ranking member of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Joe Manchin, whose family owns a coal company. He's a multi-millionaire because of his coal company. And in fact, he used his political clout years ago to keep open a coal plant that used the particular type of coal that his coal company sells so that his family could get rich. Anyhow, these two guys have introduced the Energy Permitting Reform Act of 2024, and it's right out of Project 2025. It advocates limiting opportunities for communities to challenge projects, loosening oversight for drilling and mining projects, extending drilling permits, and fast-tracking liquid natural gas permits, and several other provisions friendly to fossil fuel giants, according to the National Resources Defense Council. These are nearly identical policies to what's proposed in Project 2025. The Heritage Foundation, they call it unleashing all of America's energy reserves, and it includes ending federal restrictions on fossil fuel drilling and public lands, limiting investments in renewable energy, and rolling back environmental permitting restrictions for new oil, gas, and coal projects, including power plants. Manchin has been trying and failing to pass this kind of stuff for years. Brett Hartle, Director of Public Affairs at the Center for Biological Diversity, said that his, quote, Frankenstein legislation is taken straight from Project 2025, and it's the biggest giveaway in decades to the fossil fuel industry. He goes on to say the bill deprives communities of the power to defend themselves and gives that power to big oil by making it harder for communities to challenge polluting projects in court, and prioritizes the profits of coal barons, like Joe Manchin himself, over public health. He goes on to say, Monday was the hottest day in recorded history. It's shocking that as the climate emergency continues to break records around us, the Senate continues to fast-track the fossil fuel expansion that is killing us. This dangerous bill does not deserve a floor vote. And indeed, the four hottest days ever were last week. Global temperatures spiked to their highest levels in recorded history on Monday. This is a week ago Monday. As that happened, ambulances were screaming through the city streets of Tokyo, carrying scores of people who had collapsed amid an unrelenting heat wave, right? Sarah Kaplan over at the Washington Post. A monster typhoon has emerged from the scorching waters of the Pacific Ocean. Thousands of vacationers fled the idyllic mountain town of Jasper, Canada, ahead of a fast-moving wall of wildfire flames. She writes, by the end of this week, which saw the four hottest days ever observed by scientists, we're talking last week, dozens had been killed in the raging floodwaters and massive mudslides triggered by Typhoon Gaimi. Half of Jasper was reduced to ash, and about 3.6 billion people around the planet had endured temperatures that would have been exceedingly rare in a world without burning fossil fuels. Since last July, Earth's average temperature has been consistently 1.5 degrees or more above pre-industrial levels. What we're finding now is that because of this heat, forests are actually less able to pull carbon dioxide out of the air. Now, that's called a negative feedback loop. This is where, as the heat goes up, the ability to counter that heat goes down. I guess you could call that even a positive feedback loop, in that it's adding to the, and not a positive thing, a negative thing, but it's adding to the heat, right? Sea ice around Antarctica is at record lows. Coral bleaching became so extreme that scientists had to come up with a new scale for measuring it. And this is on the heels of 13 straight months of unprecedented temperatures. We got to do something about this. You know, Leo DiCaprio and I put together a video. You can find it over on YouTube. Just plug his name and my name into the YouTube search thing at the top, and it's the top thing that pops up. It's called Last Hours. And it's about what happens if we see a significant rise in ocean temperatures. I mean, the ocean temperatures around the Middle East, right, or excuse me, around Taiwan right now, are almost 3 degrees Celsius warmer than normal. That's radical. These are just extreme temperature shifts. And what we point out in the film, along with a number of the world's top climate scientists, is that during the PETM, the Permian Eocene Thermal Maximum. Now this was, I'd have to go back and look when this was. I'm sorry, I shouldn't quote the number of million years without knowing the exact number, but anyhow, this is not as far back as the Permian mass extinction, which was 249 million years ago. This was more like, you know, something like 40, 50, 60 million years ago, something like that, maybe 100 and something. Again, look it up, fact check me. But during the PETM, there was a spike in global temperatures that seemed to have been a function of solar activity, actually, or changes in the Earth's orbit. And what happened was the oceans got warm enough, this is about a 5 degree spike, and the oceans got warm enough that these giant beds of frozen methane under the ocean that follow the continental shelves of, you know, all over the world, around all continents. This is where vegetation, seaweed, has died and rotted and converted itself into methane. This is, you know, what naturally happens when vegetable matter decomposes. It produces methane as methane gas as the consequence of that. And we call that natural gas. And these methane beds, they're called clathrates because it's methane that is frozen in water, in seawater. And so it's like a snow cone. It's like a slurry. And, you know, I mean, literally, so, you know, miles long, miles wide, multiple feet deep, hundreds of billions of tons of this stuff around the Earth. And if the water warms up to the point where this clathrate starts to, it's called dissociate, in other words, to melt and then just return from a solid state or a semi-liquid state back into a gaseous state and then bubble out of the oceans into our atmosphere, then you see this sudden spike in temperature. And that sudden spike in temperature during the PETM killed something like 70 or 80% of all life on Earth. I mean, it just makes the planet uninhabitable for species like us. And of course, during the Permian mass extinction, it was even worse. That was a 95% killing off. They called it the great dying of all life on Earth. And that was caused, again, by the oceans warming up to the point where the clathrates, the methane clathrates, started to dissociate. This is referred to as the clathrate gun hypothesis. And it's very controversial. It's not 100% accepted by scientists. But there's a lot of speculation around it, and it's clearly a very, very much worst-case scenario. It's, you know, not likely to happen, but it could happen, and it has happened in the past, or appears to be that it has happened in the past. So Project 2025, these fossil fuel billionaires, the fossil fuel multimillionaires like Joe Manchin, these people don't give a damn about the fate and future of the human race. They just want as much money as they can get, as quickly as they can get it, so that they can live on their yachts, and they can you know, fly around in their private jets, so they can build their mansions and just have the kind of life that they want to have, and to hell with their children and their grandchildren. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Who do you think Kamala Harris should be picking for vice president? How do you think the race is going? Are you with me that this is going to be a blowout this fall?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts and your fight.
Welcome back, picking up your calls here, Tom in Boston. Hey, Tom, thanks for listening to WHMP. What's on your mind today?
It kind of wedges in. It's the first day.
Tom? Tom, you are on the air. Going once, going twice. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm thinking about Project 2025 and some of the reading I've done over the past few years and rolling back to the past. That one thing I picked up on that Sarah Vol recorded in her book, Wordy Shipmates, that John Winthrop called democracy the worst and worst for the meanest and worst forms of all government, a breach of the Fifth Commandment. And that's kind of at the root of my argument I'd be making here is that I think that they actually believe this nonsense, rejecting the whole purpose of
what is the Fifth Commandment? I'm sorry, I don't recall.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Okay.
Huh. And government is actually the replacement for our primarily our father. I mean, I think is how they actually look at
I
it.
See. Yeah.
The very paternalistic thing.
Sure.
And during the Civil War, George Fitzhugh, and people should actually make themselves familiar with it. He claimed that the South's rebellion was actually a solemn protest. This is a quote: a solemn protest against the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, the social contract, as taught by Locke and the American sages of 1776.
It was
an equally solemn protest against the doctrines of Adam Smith, Benjamin Franklin, Jean Baptiste Say, Thomas Paine, and the rest of the infidel political economists who maintain the world is too much governed. I mean that they, and what gets me is that they're all for, they want to loosen regulations and all this stuff, but they increase the number of regulations on personal liberties. And what is kind of ironic is that they want to go back to biblical times. Well, if you look at Leviticus and, the laws were drawn up supposedly by Moses, the restrictions on what you could do was just extreme. I mean, you couldn't mix your cloths, you couldn't eat pork, you couldn't eat shellfish, you couldn't eat, you couldn't eat a whole range of food, you couldn't associate with other people. I mean,
you couldn't eat cheeseburgers.
The fact of the matter is that the secular nature of our government has actually allowed these different denominations to thrive in this country because for most of them, a good many of them are the product of the second great enlightenment of the mid-19th century, would be considered heretical by, say, the Puritans.
Sure.
And would be met with
like the Seventh-day Adventists.
Forest.
Yeah. No, I agree. I completely agree. We really need religious pluralism, and we really don't need government in religion and promoting religion. I mean, this whole... Now the Supreme Court saying, going down this road, and we've got all these states going down this road. It's dangerous stuff, Mark. I'm with you. Thank you very much. Willie in Providence, Ford, Virginia. Hey, Willie, what's on your mind today?
Yes. I've listened to you for quite a while. I have several of your books. By the way, you talk just like you write.
Oh, thank you.
Kelly,
I take that as a compliment.
Yes, it is. Where were you at when I was doing my history classes?
Yeah, sorry, Willie.
Yeah, she has a lot of good people as a vice president to pick. Mm-hmm. I kind of like Kelly.
Mark Kelly will
probably make a good one.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Clarence Thomas must go.
Yeah. He's.
And my last.
Go ahead.
And my last one is, when Trump made his speech about you won't have to vote again, right in that, he said, I'm not a Christian.
You know, I heard that, and I think he misspoke, but maybe not. I don't, and I'm surprised that more media hasn't pointed that out, Willie.
I have looked for it. I looked for it online. I can't find it.
Yeah.
When Biden misspeak, everybody jumps on it.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Trump misspeaks all the time, and nothing to say.
No, it's they always cut him a pass. The guy has more lives than a cat. Politically speaking.
Yes.
Willie, thank you. Excellent points all. Yeah. Thank you very much. James in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Hey, James, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. I'm really kind of curious as to Project 2025, why they would release something like that so early.
Oh, you mean like giving people an opportunity to figure out what it says?
Yeah, it's been out for a couple months already, and I just think it's going to be just hugely unpopular. And I'm curious
why
the Republicans think that they are that confident they're going to win that election, or they're just so out of touch with people. Because remember, we never had a red wave.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above, James. I think, number one, they were convinced that they could easily beat Biden. Number two, you had the Heritage Foundation, you know, leading the effort to hire 50,000 people to stock the top ranks of the civil service. They wanted to hit the ground running with this thing. So that's probably one of the reasons why they did it so early. I think they just had this false confidence. And now that the numbers are going in the other direction, they're probably, kicking themselves.
Well, you can even download that. I've downloaded that into my phone, so I've had a chance to kind of look at it.
Yeah.
And people are just not going to vote for that.
No, I agree. It's extraordinarily problematic, and, politically speaking. And I don't
and
think people...
It looks
people...
like it's kind of the polar opposite of what, Dwight D. Eisenhower in his 1956
Eisenhower in 56 campaigned on expanding Social Security and bragging about how much he had done so previously, expanding union membership and bragging about how he'd help union membership. I mean, he was a pretty progressive guy, actually, for a Republican, but that was the 50s, and this is now. James, thank you. Spot on. I think your diagnosis is absolutely right. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah, it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
Do you have that fire in the belly? The courage to stand, to speak your mind, to lend a hand, voting, shouting, making your way, standing up for democracy.
Joe.
Welcome back. Kamala Harris's campaign message is clear. She loves freedom, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are weird. This is so simple, right? This is so straightforward. I love it. Finally, the Democrats are getting their messaging together. Julie in Posen, Michigan. Hey, Julie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I have a list of no-goes for Kamala.
No-goes?
No-goes.
What's that mean?
But first, I want to say the weird thing is not cutting it. We need something better than that.
Okay.
Okay. No-goes is Democratic senators and congressmen.
Oh, people that she shouldn't be selecting as a vice president, in other words.
Right.
Okay.
Democratic governors, especially in red states, don't take them out of there. There's plenty of other people.
Okay. For example, who?
Well, there's Beto O'Rourke. There's Buttigieg. I think that guy from Minnesota, he's term limited, so he's done, isn't he?
I believe so. I'm not a close follower of Minnesota politics.
But there's other ones who, they're all good, but I think we need them in the Senate and Congress, and especially red state governors, and any governors. We need them where they are right now.
Okay, I get it.
That's what I think, anyway.
Okay, well, thank you, Julie. Scott in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today? Scott in Newport, watching Free Speech TV. Going once, going twice. Lori in LaGrange, Illinois. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Fine. Please get your mouth closer to the microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Sure.
Okay. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was calling because you wrote about HOAs today, and I have a personal story about an HOA I am attached to. I lease a small house. And it has an HOA. I do not get any of the letters regarding the HOA. They go directly to the landlord. Approximately a year ago, ding dong, I go to the door, and there's a little elderly white man, I'd say late 70s, early 80s. We need you to sign a petition. What's the petition for? Well, all the homeowners in the area would like you to sign a petition to have no parking on our streets past 11 p.m., something like that, because of those people moving in. What do you mean? Oh, wink, wink, those people. And then he went on to say, also we'd like to do away with any renters because those people, wink, wink, are moving in.
Oh, jeez. So we know who those people are.
And he thought, I think he assumed he'd have me on his side.
Right.
And he was wrong.
Yeah.
And I said, I am a renter. And he goes, oh, I had no idea. I am so sorry. You're not even allowed to sign this.
Right.
And walked away. So not only do we have many HOAs that ignore the financial problems of the HOA, I think some of them are bigots and racists.
Yeah.
And I'm personal. It happened to me at my front door.
Incredible. In Illinois, of all places.
In Illinois. Yeah. In Illinois. Suburb of Chicago.
Yeah.
Suburb of Chicago.
Well, that's
my landlord happens to be the owner of the house happens to be a person of color.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, I have not encountered that kind of thing in all the years that I've been, you know, in and out of that world. But I've run, two out of the five HOAs that we've been attached to were just financial disasters because they were run the same way Republicans try to run America, and it was just a mess. Lori, go ahead.
Yeah, and also, I just from what I've seen here, I don't think a lot of people pay attention, and this has become a little fiefdom for the heat. This man's only lived here about 2 years. Moved in, oh, sure, I'll run for HOA president, and all of a sudden, these things are happening.
Yeah.
When he becomes president.
Yeah, you get these little eruptions. One of the other things I've noticed, particularly the HOA that I was a board member of, are the power dynamics. You know, you get these factions, and it's pure politics. I mean, you know, it's just good old fashioned.
Exactly.
So.
And on the smallest scale, but as I can tell you now, because it personally happened to me, It can happen to anyone.
Yeah. No, it reminds me of a story I heard long ago about, how small groups tend to have more internal squabbles. And this guy made the comment, the smaller the pond, the more the frogs fight. And it certainly seems to be the case. Laurie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Mark in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just wondering, all this talk about unity and togetherness on the Democratic side, what if Kamala chose as a running mate a progressive Republican like Adam Kinzinger?
Well, he's not progressive, first of all. He's a conservative Republican. He wants to privatize Social Security and end Medicare and all that other stuff. I don't know of any progressive Republicans any longer.
Yeah. I was just thinking, though, I mean, he spoke out about Donald Trump, and he got ostracized from his party for it. He
true.
Served on the January 6th committee.
Yep.
I just have some respect for him because I think he's trying to do the right thing, even though, the Republicans seem to be bent on becoming authoritarian.
Yeah, no, I have tremendous respect for Adam Kinzinger. I subscribe to his newsletter on Substack, in fact.
So do I.
Yeah, and he makes great points on a regular basis. And although I disagree with his political philosophy, I do think that we need a Republican Party made up of people like him and Mitt Romney.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Rather than people like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump.
This whack job collection. Yeah, I'm hoping that we get to vote out the far rights and two extreme lefts to try and just balance the country. I think it would be a lot better for us.
I'm with you. And I think that day is coming. I really do. I think it's going to happen this fall. I don't want to jinx it. We've still got to work our butts off.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for calling. Mark in, from Mark to Mark. This is Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. So, we know how Republicans like to project their evils on Democrats of what they're doing, and it's really what the Republicans are doing. My idea for projection is, and this is a flash type of a event, street theater almost, at night, if you live across the street from the RNC or from a GOP candidate, and there's a big wall on their building, get a projector and just project on their wall, Project 25 is anti-democratic, and the people in this building oppose democracy, or something like that. I mean, you can make up your own thing about 2025. If people did this around the country, it'd be a huge media event. People would be talking about it, and you're not damaging anything. It's all projecting onto a building.
Yeah, I like that. And here's some possible things. This is from Project 2025. Just a quick summary: a complete ban on abortion without exceptions. That's on page 449. Mm-hmm. End marriage equality. That's on page 545. Eliminate unions and worker protections. That's on page 581. Defund the FBI and Homeland Security. It's page 133. Eliminate federal agencies like the FDA, EPA, NOAA, and more. Page 363. Mass deportation of immigrants and incarceration in camps. Page 133. End birthright citizenship. Page 133. Cut Social Security. Page 691. Cut Medicare. Page 449. Eliminate the Department of Education. Page 319. Teach Christian religious beliefs in public schools, page 319. Use public taxpayer money for private religious schools, page 319. End the Affordable Care Act, page 449. Ban contraceptives, page 449. Additional tax breaks for corporations in the top 1%, page 691. End civil rights and DEI protections in government, page 545. Ban African American and gender studies at all levels of education, page 319. End climate protections, page 417. Increase Arctic drilling, page 363. And deregulate big business in the oil industry, page 363. I mean, they're just putting it out there. They're just saying this is what we're up to.
I mean, if you had a projector and you could project that onto a wall and just have it running those bullet points throughout the night.
Yeah.
I mean, when people walk by, they're gonna look up at a building and say, what's going on here? And they're gonna learn all about this. People across America, think about this idea. A projector you can project onto a building. You're not damaging the building. You're projecting a light on it with these messages that are making people aware across the country. It's got to be done.
I like it. I like it. Great idea, Mark. Thank you very much. Well, it's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the Conservative Weapons of Mass Destruction. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I think I said destruction there. I meant deception, but you get the point. I'll be back with your calls in just a second. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They don't want you to know. A federal appeals court has temporarily blocked the Biden Transportation Department from requiring airlines to disclose when you book what they call ancillary service fees.
The rule's being delayed to give the court more time to review it. U.S. airlines and airline trade groups are fighting the rule. They say having to tell customers at booking about extra fees for a first or second checked bag, a carry-on bag, or for canceling and changing a reservation will cause irreparable harm. They also argue the DOT is overstepping its authority.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The wildfire burning north of Chico, California, is now the sixth largest in state history, and was no accident. Ronnie Dean Stout, charged with felony arson, alleged to have pushed his burning car into a gully, starting the blaze. President Biden proposing Supreme Court reform, including 18-year term limits for justices. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two people linked to the death of a five-year-old boy in Milwaukee last year will spend the rest of his life in prison. David Petura was sentenced Friday. Prince McCree's battered remains were found in a dumpster last October. Eric Mendoza will also stand trial. It looks like another record-breaking year for the EAA Air Venture. Here's Lisa Hale.
Organizers say preliminary numbers look very similar to last year's record-breaking attendance of 677,000 people. EAA officials say 94 countries were represented this year, breaking last year's record of 93. A record number, 861 exhibitors were on the ground. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
In your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, I guess you could say the summer box office is no longer slumping. History was made this past weekend as Deadpool and Wolverine raked in $211 million at the gate domestically and $444 million worldwide. Just think, if I had gone to see Deadpool as planned, you could have tacked on another $12. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise shattered a record for an R-rated movie opening. It's the fourth richest opening weekend for a superhero film in history and the biggest since Spider-Man No Way Home, which took in a ridiculous $260 60 million opening weekend with a more tame rating. Another milestone was achieved when last weekend's take pushed Marvel's Cinematic Universe movies past the $30 billion mark in worldwide ticket sales, making it the top-grossing franchise in history, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Rounding out the top five were Twisters in week number two with a $36 million haul. Despicable Me 4 Inside Out 2 has shown incredible staying power, coming in fourth, and surprise hit Long Legs came in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here in the overnight, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. A little patchy fog will form, upper 60s, and light winds expected by sunrise. For your Tuesday, some morning fog, then some sunshine breaks out, some afternoon storms, highs in the middle 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Mino and the Mayor.
How do you keep your water for your bird feeder? Yeah, those little motors that go in there. Those little fans.
I didn't put those in yet.
Does your bird feeder freeze? Does your bird bath freeze?
Jim, do you remember giving him that as a gift?
You know
you
what?
Gave him that
I
as a gift.
I did. I gave you that. You've never used it. I
yeah,
want
I
it
did.
Back.
In the winter, the birds use it as a little skating rink.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the music podcast Rock Solid, Pat Francis, and Madison stand-up comic Mike Mercury joins the show to discuss Madison Comedy Week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
There, and we definitely don't need Republicans in our administration. So I want to put forth the name of Al Franken as a vice presidential candidate. He's tanned and well-rested and ready to go.
Yeah, you know, Al's a good guy, and he certainly knows his issues and his politics well, and it was just a shame that he gave into that pressure campaign, you know? Okay, your vote is noted, Joe. Thank you. Christine in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Christine, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make some comments about the VP Mark Kelly choice.
Yeah.
I've listened to him speak, and I'm not impressed. He's not very dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, he's a twin. And I guess my question really is, would that be a Secret Service challenge or nightmare?
Is he an identical or fraternal twin?
Identical.
Wow. I didn't know that. I have no idea. I guess probably they would have to... Well, who knows? It never occurred to me. But it's an interesting question, Christine. You came up with a good one. You dumbfounded me.
Yeah, and also, I think Trump likes what J.D.'s saying, because he's getting all the comments and the critics and everything, and Trump is not getting that. So he's kind of liking some of it, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. And J.D. is saying the stuff out loud that Trump has not been able to say, and you know,
what I believe.
Yep, the single.
Okay, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Christine. Thanks for the call. Carrie in Pipe Creek, Texas. Hey, Carrie, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. I wanted to just talk about the Supreme Court and what you think their role will be in helping put Trump in the presidency, because I don't think he can win by votes, and I think Kamala Harris has a good chance of doing that, even by a landslide. I'm sure they'd find something to get Trump in. What would you think about that?
The last time that the Supreme Court inserted themselves, they really had no authority to do so. I mean, that case where the Florida Supreme Court had ordered a recount of the entire state, it was going on. It would have been followed, you know, it would have been completed within a week or so, and they would have found that Al Gore actually won Florida. I mean, we know that now from the recount that was done by the newspapers a year later. There was no constitutional reason. I mean, they just took it on themselves.
And I would think that they would do that again.
Exactly. So there's certainly precedent for it, and they certainly could.
And I thought if people started screaming and shouting about that at the top of their lungs right now, maybe they would be hesitant.
Well, Biden is leaning on him hard right now with this op-ed in the Washington Post, and you know, like saying that he wants a code of ethics and he wants term limits, and I think he's right. Carrie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Excellent, excellent question. Don in Wheaton, Illinois. Don, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. You mentioned earlier about the clip with Trump saying that he wasn't a Christian. And I happened to hear that, and I actually recorded it. And I went back over it and even slowed it down. And, yeah, he very, very clearly says that he's not a Christian.
Right.
He says, he starts off with, Christians, get out and vote. Just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm not a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you won't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to go to vote.
So do you think he actually meant that he's not a Christian or that he misspoke?
I think that he got that in there. It sounds to me like it's very deliberate. It's so clear.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Saying that is political suicide for Republicans. So I just don't know.
It was an ABC clip. So if anybody wants to really look at it.
Yeah, no, it's well authenticated. And, you know, it might be one of the few times in his life that Donald Trump actually told the truth about something.
He sounded like he was really loose, like he may have been a little tipsy, you know, and at the end of it, after all that yelling that he did within that, he sounded like he was hyperventilating and kind of just died off.
Well, he doesn't drink, so it might just be his dementia kicking in. Who knows? Don, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears in your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start
a new mafia. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
You're doing the whole thing.
I'd like to do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know, but you know what I mean? Well, that's just the...
Okay.
But I say the accountant.
Todd
it's
would
like,
be...
That
like,
sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the east side, okay?
Yeah, that's right. I'll take the east side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.